Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word on this, the most final of worlds. Today is Saturday, the 25th of January. The Lunar New Year is today, aka the Year of the Rat, which is supposed to be a lucky one that brings success and new beginnings, which would be handy if we were doing anything new here, like launching a new podcast, rather than continuing this already very well established for over a decade daily satirical news podcast. Traditionally, in Chinese and some other Southeast Asian cultures, the rat is associated with resourcefulness, intelligence, luck, prosperity, and optimism, while in Western cultures it's usually associated with sneakiness, social outliers in long coats who want to show off their non-normative pet choices, and also the Black Plague. Today in history marks the death of Al Capone, the famous gangster, prankster, and all-round naughty dude, who, quite well known, was killed by tax evasion. Celebrations today include Opposite Day, A Room of One's Own Day, Seed Swap Day, Visit Your Local Quilt Shop Day, and Cordova Ice Worm Festival Week, which I am looking forward to, James. Or I'm not looking forward to, should I say, given that it's Opposite Day. As always in The Last Post, in our weekend editions, we take a step back from the cutting edge of politics and current affairs to take a look at our weekend magazine, which today, on Saturday, is a sports special. Our guest today is James Nokise, M-A-N spelled man. How are you, James?
Well, it's lovely to pop in here and just take a break from the book tour.
How is that going, the book tour?
Well, look, there's cries for... I'm actually in negotiations at the moment to really drag out this mansplaining book series. I thought we were almost done. Mm-hmm. I thought getting into 2020, we'd almost done. But it turns out that the guys in charge really want this to keep going for as long as possible.
Well, certainly I've heard that there is a lot of demand for mansplaining. And by demand, I mean pausing briefly in the thing that you're saying to leave room.
Yeah, it's a weird thing because I think a lot of the guys who actually are demanding the mansplaining don't want the mansplaining to women. Like, the more I travel around and do this tour, the more it feels like they actually want the mansplaining for themselves, but they already know it. So really, they're just looking for some affirmation. It's very weird.
Aren't we all looking for some affirmation? It's almost like you're filling a niche in the void, James Nokise. Coming up in the Weekend magazine, we have a sports section, but first, some sports headlines from around the world. The World's Strongest Man competition is making a play for mainstream screen time, buying up advertising slots in football halftime and maternity wards with the slogan, "It's big men picking things up, what isn't there to like?" Are you a World's Strongest Man enjoyer, James Nokise?
I am. I've always enjoyed watching men pick things up, particularly in the last few years, their reputations.
Well, there are being tabled some new events for the World's Strongest Man competition, which traditionally has involved picking up things like cars and pulling things like trains and aeroplanes. This year, the World's Strongest Man includes being able to cry in front of family members.
Oh, that's tough.
And being able to admit you're wrong.
You know, one of the hardest man strength tests is surviving your dad crying in front of you.
Wow.
I'm not even sure that that's a man thing. I reckon like if you can hold it together when your dad starts crying, you are stronger than you know.
I don't even know if Hafþór Björnsson would be able to cope with that, but I am looking forward to finding out. A campaign has begun by concerned mothers who want to avoid sport being too competitive. They suggest it's giving children the wrong idea that life is a game of winners and losers rather than a free market economy where your life will be measured by economic contribution rather than kindness or moral fibre. Instead of winners and losers, they suggest playing the games as you normally would. And then at the end, instead of having a score, have all the children queue up for an assessment of their projected earning capacity based on their DNA, parental income and environmental factors, followed by a slap in the face for every child. Every year, roughly half a dozen top luxury watch brands help celebrate the Chinese New Year with custom-made timepieces. So for the Year of the Rat, apparently some of the top Swiss luxury brands are replacing their watches with actual live rats that are trained to tell you the time.
Oh, that sounds plaguish.
It does sound plaguish. It's time for your ad section. Remember, you can submit an ad by email to thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Seeking interns. The Army is looking for a spring semester administrative intern for our 2020 military deployments. The intern will be responsible for processing drone reports, filing and sorting bodies, acting as liaison with the PTSD and Friendly Fire Incident Complaints Desk, answering basic questions about nationalistic justifications for murder, and referring correspondence and bombs to the proper departments. The position is unpaid, mostly remote, emotionally speaking, and 46 hours a week. It includes the opportunity to participate in instructional army deployments and work with some of our most aggressive military leaders in a secretarial capacity. We can provide college credit and 3 to 4 hours of free post-internship trauma counselling. Email us at iwanttokill@draft.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
And that is your advertising section for today.
The Last Post.
Our top story today from the magazine is sport. James Nokise, you are our sports expert.
Yes, in spite of myself. Huge news, Alice. Huge news coming out of New Zealand and New Zealand itself. And that is about our famous rugby team, the All Blacks. Look, we are going into the third decade, or possibly, as if we get to the end of this year. And it has been suggested that it is time for our legendary sports team, the All Blacks, to change not only their name, but their brand, so that New Zealand fans travelling in non-rugby playing countries can look 1,000 times less racist. It's a big thing that a lot of us haven't realised until we've left the country, that All Blacks actually means really something quite different outside of rugby playing countries, particularly with the face paint at the games, but also just with the jerseys and the scarves. If you walking around New York by chance with a rugby scarf on to remind you of home, and that scarf says "Go All Blacks," you are far more political than you've realised you've meant to be.
Maybe on the right side of history, though. depending on which area of America you're in.
Absolutely. Or about to be shot, depending on which part of America you're in. There's a lot of suggestions coming out for what the names could be changed to.
Mm-hmm.
The winners is one. But actually, tragically almost, what people are talking about is maybe we need to have a referendum.
On the name of the All Blacks.
On the name of the All Blacks. Look, it's not the stupidest referendum we've done in recent years.
It's not the stupidest referendum that has come out internationally in recent years, but certainly a lot of the referendum results have been not necessarily what people expected that they would be.
And yet binding. so, look, there's already campaigns starting out. They're not great, I'll be honest with you. If you are visiting New Zealand and you are not from a rugby-playing country, please understand that Change the Blacks is just, it's about... It's not what you think, all right? It's not what you think. Likewise, Back the Blacks, not necessarily what you think. That's not even, I'm not even sure if that's from this referendum. I think that's just from the last Rugby World Cup last year. Hashtag Back the Blacks. Once you take rugby out of the equation, it's awkward as hell.
It is awkward
and
as hell.
And that's what we're trying to change in New Zealand in 2020.
Has Jacinda Ardern made a statement on it? She seems to be the expert on all sort of matters moral and compassionate.
No, but she's also very politically astute. So she's staying out of it. She's saying whatever the people want, she'll think about it. which is, I think, what you're meant to do when a crazy referendum is on the cards, is go, whatever you want, I'll have a think.
Well, I look forward to finding out what the new branding is for the All Blacks, or if the branding stays the same, I will support your team as much as I ever have done. And now it's time for your letters to the editor. Dear Alice and co-host, that's you today, James, how am I supposed to cope with the news? It's all so awful all the time and I'm getting depressed. Oh boy, James, you got any answer for this?
Look, I'm an alcoholic, and that's seeming more like a viable option as the year rolls on. I think you could get into sport. That's what our great friend Andy Zaltzman, you know, have you fought?
Oh
my
yes,
friend?
Our famous celebrity Andy Zaltzman.
Yeah, I don't want to claim to be too much of a friend of his, but it's you know, have you considered just getting into meaningless stats? That could be a thing, you know. Why not find out what the batting average for the fourth batsman in the Samoan cricket team from 1907 to the tour? Because Andy Zaltzman knows, and he's still sane. So that's an interesting thing.
That is a very interesting proposition.
That was a burn on Andy Zaltzman I wasn't expecting to come out of my mouth today.
Thank you for listening to The Last Post today. You can listen again tomorrow, and if you have not done so before, please listen back to previous episodes. The Last Post is a Something Else in Bugle podcast's production. I'm Alice Fraser. Your guest today was James Nokise. Thank you so much, James. Have you got anything to plug?
Yeah, the internet trolling thing is going really strong. So if you want to listen to that podcast, it's called Tweeting Like a Chicken from the Shower. And that's where we talk to internet trolls while they're in the shower tweeting obscene things at people who do not care.
I'm Alice Fraser. The executive producer is Chris Skinner, and I will talk to you tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.